Well, speaking of music that you love, let's go right into the music for your Song of the Soul. Again, first, I want to thank you again for joining me for Song of the Soul, picking out this music that's special for you, music that speaks of your spiritual path, journey, or beliefs. What's number one on your list? What do we start out with?
Bound for Freedom.
And is this metaphorical in your case, or is there how you connect to this one?
Well, this particular song, I think my husband Aaron Fowler, introduced me to Pat Humphrey's music, and we listened to this together, and we said, oh, this is something we need to do. I think the thing that I connected the most with in this particular song is 18 years ago when we were moving into a primarily African-American community in Wichita, and I started organizing at that time. Well, you'll hear in the chorus references to organizing and passing on something to our children. So Saul Alinsky is my great-grandfather in community organizing. He trained Tom Gaudette, and he trained Shell Trapp, and Shell Trapp came to Kansas and trained me. So it has a lot of special meaning. And
is this a song that you and Aaron perform?
Oh, yes.
When and where? Since I'm up in Wisconsin and you're down there in Kansas, I don't get to hear you touring around doing a lot of music. Is this something you've done recently, for instance?
I know we've done it at the Gathering. Yeah, just about every show we do this particular tune.
Well, the first song for Laura Duncan's Song of the Soul is Bound for Freedom by Emma's Revolution.
In Montgomery and in Selma and the streets of Birmingham, the people sent a message to the leaders of the land. We have fought and we have suffered, but we know the wrong from right. We have